Last night, Livingston County became the 28th in Michigan to pass a resolution supporting gun rights. These resolutions aren't legally binding, and their language can vary from place to place. But they're intended to affirm that counties should uphold constitutional gun rights, no matter what laws state and federal governments may pass. Mike Detmer, a Republican primary candidate for Michigan's 8th Congressional District and a resident of Howell, told Michigan Radio it's a symbolic victory.
The point of this is the voice of the people. So for our state legislators and our governor to understand that as more and more counties come online as sanctuary counties, we're going to push back towards any infringements on our Second Amendment.
As you've heard in previous weeks on our show, supporters of these resolutions often say that they're responding to proposals they've seen in other states like Virginia. There are those in Michigan who feel it would be appropriate for the state to take some action on gun regulation. Linda Brundage is the executive director of the Michigan Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence, and she joins me now. Welcome to the show, Linda.
Thank you for having me.
So the number of counties passing resolutions making a statement on gun rights interpretation is now up to 27. Does that surprise you?
Well, it's concerning to me, the speed of which this is happening. I think it's all pretty much happened since mid-January. And it doesn't seem that allows for much deliberation on a very important issue.
As this issue has come up in other states and been tested, it's very rare that sheriffs or local police would have occasion to go in direct conflict with state or federal laws with respect to gun control. But it's very clear that the people passing these resolutions want to see more pushback and more challenges. Would you expect to see any sort of test of these resolutions in Michigan?
Well, the point I think that's important is that these are resolutions and they do not have the power of law. So they are really, in a sense, a political statement. And the coalition is very concerned about these kinds of resolutions. In Michigan, we don't even have the types of legislation that is driving these, I'm going to call them illegal nullification resolutions in other states. They've been primarily coming to the fore secondary to what is called the red flag law or extreme risk protection orders. And Michigan doesn't even have that type of legislation, unfortunately. It's been proposed in both the House and the Senate, and of course it's languishing in judiciary. Extreme risk protection laws save lives. There's just no question about it. Connecticut has this type of legislation for approximately 17 years, so it's very well researched to support the fact that it saves lives.
Regardless of whether the resolutions that some of the counties have passed will change the way that sheriffs or police officers carry out the law, it seems like these resolutions really indicate a feeling of insecurity among some gun owners about what may lie ahead for them. What does it mean to work for sensible gun laws when there are so many people who find gun laws unacceptable in this way?
Well, for one thing, I'm not sure how many people are really behind these. I think it's a very vocal group. You know, there are a couple of key players in Michigan that are involved in many of the county resolutions. So to say it's a great number of people, I simply don't know that that's the case. They're very vocal, and they've organized very quickly. However, in places like Antrim County, people who are for gun safety and for gun sense also organized, and they were able to speak to their commissioners, and the resolution there was voted down. So I think it's unfortunate that people are not understanding what the gun sense legislation is, background checks, universal background checks, so that every gun purchased and sold would have a background check. Pretty simple. The extreme risk protection order. If there's a person who is dangerous to self or others, a judge determines that they should not have guns in their possession, those guns are removed. There is due process to the potentially dangerous person. It's a civil matter, and they can have their guns returned. So, you know, those are two of the kinds of legislation that the Michigan Coalition is working for. A third is safe storage, which is child access prevention legislation. No child should ever have a gun. They should not have access to it. If a gun's not actively being used, it should be locked up. And we believe that most people agree with those common sense pieces of legislation. We know that there are many gun owners who say, oh, background check, sure, no problem. Oh, extremist protection order, of course, let's prevent deaths. Let's prevent suicides. And we believe that responsible gun owners see it that way as well.
Linda Brundage, thanks so much for your time on this.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Linda Brundage is the executive director of the Michigan Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence. If you'd like to hear earlier stories that we've done on gun resolutions in Michigan's counties, just head to our website.